All right, so you heard some of the problems, and you've been involved in these situations. You've seen it happen. Maybe it's happened to you. You're there at the ticket counter in the airport, going toe-to-toe, eyeball to eyeball with that agent. And you know in your heart that person could get you out of that middle seat or off standby and onto the flight. If you just knew the secret code word, the right thing to say. Well, with an expected 47 million people traveling from last Thursday, the period from last Thursday to January 2nd, that's a lot of people making a lot of demands on the fine representatives from fill-in-the-blank airlines. Now, since tomorrow is expected to be one of the peak travel times, we thought we'd check in with someone who has been on the front lines. Jason McLean spent 9 years working for United as a gated attendant and a first-class concierge, so he has seen the best of times and the worst of times. Hi, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. So I'm going to get to the nuts and bolts of it. What works with an agent to say to get off that standby list and onto a flight? How much power does he or she have to help me?
Well, it depends on, I'd say, the nature of the crisis and who the passenger is. Sometimes if you're on a standby list or if you're in a middle seat, the right excuse can do a little bit of good. But when you're asking for something like an upgrade, it's a little harder. But really, the bad news is that the airlines tend to accommodate their most frequent flyers much more readily. A priority standby can probably produce results if it was a situation not caused by the customer, but by the airline. That tends to help you get off standby, but.
So you mean you guys have a list back there about, well, I'm just going to put it crassly, who's more important than the other people in the lounge?
Ranking customers in order of importance is extremely easy. It's first done by level of status, and most airline frequent flyer programs have a variety of levels. And after that, within each category, they rank them by fare paid or fare paid basis code. So you can be very discriminatory in that sense and in favor of the dollars.
Let me tell you a story that one of our reporters told us, and then you can tell us if this is a little piece of urban legend or if this actually might be true. One of our reporters, their mom went up to the gate and she had some trouble, and they fixed it right away. And the mom said, "I don't mean to look a gift horse in the mouth, but why are you being so nice to me?" And apparently there was a note next to her name was that this person is very nice.
That's a hard one to say. Do you happen to know what it was that she did?
Well, no, I don't know. But apparently the gate agent had some sort of information that this passenger was a nice passenger. This was somebody. Does that exist?
Yeah, that could very easily exist. Let's say, for example, the gate is a little more hectic, but at the ticket counter, agents tend to have a little bit more time to make nice and nice chat with the customers. And so there could have been some sort of, very brief connection, 2 or 3 minutes during the check-in process. And probably without the passenger attempting to do so, there's some sort of empathy or whatever happened. And so the ticket counter person can make a call.
Interesting.
For example, if it's an overbooked flight and, there's 110 people booked for 100 seats, and that one person didn't have a seat assignment, but the ticket agent liked that passenger, ticket agent might call and say, "Please help this lady. She's got to do this, this, and the other thing." Then the gate agent never makes a promise, but it's I'll do what I can.
It is possible.
So it's very much a gray area. There's a lot of gray areas out there.
Do you get more bees with honey or vinegar? That is to say, should I go in there and say, "Oh, sir, I know you're having a hard day, but could you please help me?" Or should I go in there and say, "Do you know who my wife is?"
Yeah, I would say that these days, airline agents are so jaded that and they're so tired of people. Generally, it depends on the agent, of course, but the vinegar approach rarely works. I'd say, and too much honey doesn't work either because they're jaded enough to have seen through that. So I'd say it's the middle ground that tends to help the most. No one wants a whiner, and no one wants a butt kisser either. So.
In New York City and in Las Vegas, Nevada, in all seriousness, a $20 bill or 40 will really get it done. If you're parking your car and you want it back quick, you give a guy $40, he'll be the first car.
Yeah.
Do cash transactions work at airline gates?
Well, approved cash transactions, but if you're talking about...
I'm talking about graft. I'm talking about bribes.
Greasing the palms.
Yeah.
No.
That doesn't work?
I've never seen it, and I've certainly spent a lot of time at ticket counter agents. The most that I've ever had anybody try to do for me is when there are already... accommodated, people go get me a bottle of water or a coffee, and that would happen, I guess, about 3 or 4 times a year, usually right around this time of the year, too.
I'll bet.
I have a question. When you're at the agent, at the counter, and you see an agent back there just banging away on the keyboard, typing all kinds of numbers, what are you doing?
Well, if there was just a conflict, then they were probably writing a long report about a particular passenger in case they get reported later. But
oh, that's interesting. So you guys have to do a little CYA sometimes if you have an irate passenger.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's some of that. But generally, if you see a lot of typing going on, it's more going through the menus of the various things that a gate agent is charged with sort of keeping track of, and that's who's coming in from what flights.
It's the business of the day, basically.
Yeah, the business seat changes. There's a lot of seat changes to be made, upgrades and things like that. There's a lot of things to do in those computer systems, and no agent knows it all, but there's a lot out there.
I can tell from the typing. Jason McClain, former United Gate and ticket agent, thanks for filling us in on a couple of the secrets.
My pleasure.
That does it for this edition of the Bryant Park Project for this Thursday morning. Thanks so much for listening. Join us online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart. Thanks, Bill Wolf.
Allison Stewart, you're more than welcome.
And tomorrow we'll have another guest host. This is the Bryant Project from NPR News. You did good, honey.
Thanks, babe.